I'm going to talk a bit today about polymer-coated nitrogen loss as affected by placement and date of application in the southeast. This study was conducted in Florida at two locations. The rationale, this is product is ESN. It's already been talked about this morning. It's available in bulk at our co-ops in the region. It's more available in the western part of Florida than it is in the eastern part of Florida. But producers are growing it, and we don't have a lot of data, or using it, and we don't have a lot of data on its effectiveness in, well, that far south. According to the company, the nitrogen release is temperature dependent and not moisture dependent. I think that's probably true to a certain extent, but we'll look at some of the data and see if that explains some of the results that we obtained. According to the company, the recommendations for corn production in the south is to incorporate it in rain-fed conditions with bare soil, obviously, and if you've got residue, broadcasting is a better option, obviously, for no-till. Pre-plant, they've got a few recommendations regarding placement or application. Pre-plant, they recommend, one of the recommendations is that you apply it all pre-plant, with 70-90% of that being, of the nitrogen being from ESN. So they're talking about a pre-plant blend. If you split it, the recommendation is to apply 10 to 25% at planting, and then the remainder at V4, or some at V6 to V8. So the recommendations, according to the company, are a little vague, but that's what producers have to go on in our part of the woods. So what we did is we used a litter bag methodology. We deployed our litter bags at two locations. One is here in Jay, Florida, in the western part of the state, and then the other one was in Citra. So we're on loamy sands and sandy loams here in Jay, and then just deep sands here in Citra. the bags were surface placed or buried. Since the claims are that it's temperature, the nitrogen release is temperature dependent, the thought was you're going to have a temperature gradient if you've incorporated versus surface placed. And so that was one of the hypotheses that we were testing. And then we used three deployment dates at Jay and two deployment dates at Citra. Those dates corresponded to corn pre-plant and then corn side dress. The corn side dress date also corresponds to a cotton pre-plant, so our second deployment date serves two functions, and then the third deployment date is a cotton side dress. So here is the corn pre-plant deployment date in J. We've got the buried residue is the solid line, and the dotted line is surface placed residue. Our ANOVA is showing that placement was not statistically significant, but you hardly need a ANOVA table to show you that. In this particular case, we have about 50% of the nitrogen being released about 2.5 weeks after deployment, regardless of placement, and then we have 80% release within a month. There's my cursor. So it's releasing pretty fast. This is early April deployment, so it's relatively cool compared to, obviously, mid-season production. So we were a bit, I won't say surprised, but it was interesting to note that we had such fast release rates. Now, in the second deployment date at J, this is again corresponding to a corn side dress or a cotton pre-plant scenario, a May 1st, September or April 30th, May 1st deployment date. Here, again, we've got our surface deployment and our buried deployment. We're actually finding that our buried deployment is releasing faster than our surface placement. When you've incorporated the product, you've got about 50% release within the first 3 weeks. If you've surface deployed it, your 50% nitrogen release occurs in about 5 weeks under field conditions in this year. In an incorporated situation, we've got 6 weeks until 80% loss, and in a surface situation, we've got 80% loss occurring in about 8 weeks, 9 weeks. When we go into the cotton side dress treatment, it begins to look a lot like the corn pre-plant treatments. So I'm not going to pretend to explain to know exactly why that is. I have a few working hypotheses. Maybe some of my audience members might have some ideas of their own. But again, we've got very rapid loss, whether regardless of placement, within a couple of weeks. We've hit the 50% release rate, and then in about a month, we've got 80% release. And that's at the J site. So let's look at what happens when we move eastward. Okay, so let's just look at the climate data that I'm hypothesizing may explain some of our release. You'll recall that we had differences by placement in the second deployment date, and we had a dry spell during that time. So I'm guessing that we have some soil moisture effects going on in reality, regardless of the claim that it is not, that nitrogen release is not moisture dependent. Now, it's a little bit spurious to say that because on our first deployment date, we've got a week of dry weather. So if that were really the case, we should have at least a week's difference between the two deployments. So again, these are kind of working hypotheses. I don't know exactly what's going on here. But let's see if Citra holds up to the East Florida site holds up to that hypothesis. So in Citra, you will recall that we had only two deployment dates. We did not have the corn pre-plant, but we did have the corn side dress or cotton pre-plant situation. And again, on that, for all intent and purposes, May 1st deployment date, again, we've got separation between buried or incorporated ESN versus surface-placed ESN. 50% release is still occurring within a couple of weeks. If it's buried, if it's surface, you buy yourself about a month. And then 80% release is corresponding as well. When we get back into the cotton side dress treatment, again, we don't get any differences between placement. So that's very similar to what we saw in the West Florida site. If we look at the rainfall patterns, that first deployment date, it was dry, but they have irrigation on that site. So again, it was a similar situation where it was dry for about a week and then we hit it with irrigation. This was right next to a field trial, so it was mimicking a separate trial, which we're not going to show at that site today. And then on the second deployment date, we had adequate rainfall. So with the adequate rainfall, it seems that we were getting similar release rates, regardless of deployment. This at the J site, we had a side-by-side corn trial. I don't have all the time in the world, but quickly, I just wanted to show what this means in a practical situation. In corn, this is irrigated corn, we had two application treatments. One is 100% of the nitrogen was at planting, and then the other was split, a split application, where 25% of the nitrogen was at planting and 75% of the nitrogen was applied at V5. Now, I put it at V5 because I split the difference between the V4 recommendation and the V6 recommendation because I was looking at blends with urea and ESN. So I kind of split the difference there. So at each of these application timings, I had various blends. One was 100% ESN. Then I have a 25% urea, 75% ESN, 50-50, and then 100% ESN. And what I want to point out here, without getting too bogged down in some of the details, is that the most interesting result that I saw was that we had our pre-plant situation where we had 100% ESN, all applied pre-plant in a single shot, with no side dress treatment, actually gave us the numerically the highest yields. Now, I ran these statistics pretty conservatively. I used the Tuckey method because I've got just so many pairwise treatments. I can pick up more treatment differences if I use an LSD, but I didn't feel like that was fair. So you can see that there's really not much in the way of statistically significant differences in terms of yield. We have other corn yield component data that looks similar, but then if you're interested, we are, you know, our no nitrogen control was also yielding about 5,200 kilograms per hectare. So we'll have to rerun this experiment next year and see. I mean, maybe if this holds out, maybe there's the possibility that maybe we can develop recommendations on a single shot. But we will have to bear that out with future research. So the preliminary conclusions are, the first thing that I always warn growers is you have to be careful of the quality of the ESN that you're getting. You know, when they go in with the front end loader and they're digging it all up from the bottom of the pile, you got a lot of prill damage. Also, you know, it's been shown in other studies, not my work, but other people's work, how you spread it, it gets mechanical damage. So you just need to kind of handle the product a little bit carefully, and that's going to help control your release. Otherwise, you're essentially breaking the prill, and it's essentially urea, and you've spent 20% more for nothing. The buried release is occurring in about 2 to 3 weeks. If you've surface applied it, you're getting 80%. You're getting your 50% release in about 2 to 5 weeks, and then the 80% in a buried situation, the nitrogen is released at 80% in about 4 to 6 weeks, and your surface release is an 80% in about 4 to 10 weeks. So we'll repeat these studies next year and see if we can corroborate or refute this year's data. So with that, I can take any questions. I have 2 minutes. Yes, sir. On the corn yield trial. I noticed that as well, obviously, when I was looking at the data. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I mean, that means, obviously, you don't have the yield stability that you would like, but it also means that, I mean, some of those treatments are approaching 1,200 kilograms per hectare. So, you know, it's not statistically significant, but you're acute to notice that variability. Yes, sir. I think that's a fair critique of the methodology. I think in a buried situation, it's not so much a factor. When it's surface placed, it can be challenging to get those bags nestled into the soil. So I think that's a flaw of the methodology, and I don't really know of a good way to solve that problem. But I agree that, especially in a dry situation, If that prill doesn't have intimate contact with the soil, you're getting a drier environment around the prill than you would in a native environment. So if people have suggestions on how to relieve that problem, I'd love to hear it. And my time is up, so thank you very much for your attention.